Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. No, I never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They run us off, we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. Said I pissed off, would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them open doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview dump. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarette. Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smoke. Nothing about those nights felt like sinning. Jesus forgives, but I can't forget when. First church parking lot, her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview dump. The rise of blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smoke.
Thanks for hanging with the Casey Clark Show.
Yeah.
New Country.
New Country.
93.5.
We were raised right around here. Right around here is where I get to say that I come from. Learned how to fish, hold down a dip, and sing a country song. It's the kind of town where your roots touch down 1,000 feet below. Passed down from generations. Yeah, I'm proud to say that we were raised right around here. On bonfires and burnt CDs, on the back of my dad's John Deere. And my hand-me-down Levi jeans, we fell in love. We rode in trucks, but when we drank too much. Looking back at what we have, man, it's so clear. We were raised right around here. Right around here is where I thought the love couldn't be found. But it'd be some other place so far away, but she was two doors down. We were family friends that just fit in, and mama really liked her. Maybe if we're lucky one day, we'll make some that look just like her. And raise them right around here, on bonfires and burnt CDs, on the back of my dad's John Deere. And my hand-me-down Levi jeans, we fell in love. We rode in trucks, but when we drank too much. Looking back at what we have, man, it's so clear. We were raised right around. CDs on the back of my dad's John Deere. We fell in love, we rode in trucks, and when we drank too much. Looking back on what we had, man, it's so clear. We were raised right around here. Yeah, we were raised right around here. We were raised right around here.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. We found this lady on TikTok. By the way, great to have you here. So she was asking, hey, is there things in your relationship that you think is normal? Then you tell another couple and they think you're weird.
Yeah, especially I find if you've been together for a long time and you've gotten pretty comfortable with each other, you start sliding into these weird little habits.
Yeah, so we'll get to some of those coming up.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. My life to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child. And no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on Friday. A pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. See the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.
Repeat after me. Hey Google.
Hey Google.
Stream New Country 93.5.
Blaring out the window with a goodbye wave. Oh, I was red wings in the dirt and tied to this town. She was, see you later, boy, and college bound. I remember C-R-T-Y
on an Alabama plate. 100 watts of leaving Chevy red on my face. Oh, it was so damn hard, and I ain't gonna lie, and it's still there when I close my eyes. She thinks she's grown. We're all first car, first date, WLD on her license plate. Now ain't life crazy? Yeah.
New Country, 93.5. Love it. Love that you're hanging out. Appreciate that. I know there's all sorts of other things that you could be doing, other shows. Goodness, are there other shows? But you know what? You're here and we love it. Okay, so what is normal in your relationship that maybe a lot of other people don't think is normal? This lady on TikTok is asking that same question. And so things like, oh, we don't buy each other gifts for holidays or birthdays.
No way.
See, a lot of, I know couples that do that, and that's super normal for them.
Yeah, I guess you kind of get on this method where you buy stuff for each other when you, as needed. You don't necessarily need to prove your love during birthdays and stuff.
One woman posted, my husband does 90% of the house cleaning.
Ooh.
Again, for them, that's normal.
Yeah.
So I get that. I know some couples, one person does the majority of the cooking.
Yeah.
And that's normal for them.
Right.
Right? This other post, it's a little much for me, but we remove our wedding rings at night and then put them on each other every morning. It's just a quick us moment every single day.
Oh, man. I don't know if my eyes can roll back far enough in my head.
That's a little much.
You have a little wedding ceremony every morning.
Just to remind us how special this moment is. You know, like
I can't.
You and Tyler wouldn't even do that.
No.
Wow.
I can't with this. Oh my goodness.
You know what happens? Like my fingers would swell up overnight.
I know, right?
Yeah, maybe like, oh my God, look at my fat knuckle.
And it would be so early in the morning.
Both trying to pull it on. Like, you're doing it wrong.
Can you just get me a coffee? Get out of here.
Ow, you're hurting me.
Yeah, that's a great reminder of our love.
It's so beautiful, isn't it?
Ow, you're hurting me.
Yeah. Instantly takes you back.
My gosh. Yeah. What a great way to start the day. Yes. Yeah. So is there things that you guys do that it's normal for you guys?
You know what? We travel separately a lot.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people find that as, you know, uh-oh, trouble in paradise. I mean, we did just go to Mexico together.
Right.
But since we've been together almost 11 years now, I've gone to Florida by myself. Tyler went to Vegas on his own. That sounds bad when you say go to Vegas.
No, hey, can I come? No, I don't think that's an us trip, Winnie.
At the time, I didn't have my passport, so that was my own fault.
Yeah.
But yeah, and a lot of times, you know, I'll go visit my mother by myself. I get it. He's not always going to want to hang out with the in-laws, for sure, and vice versa. But I do find that we most of the time travel separately.
Okay.
And I don't think a lot of couples do that. Is that bad?
Yeah, listen, again, what's normal for you is, right? Mm-hmm. Another thing here is my partner and I have separate banking accounts.
Oh, same with my partner and
really?
I too. Yeah. Yeah, you've called me on that before too.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's always worked for us. I think we've recently merged a couple things, but for the most part, my money is my money.
And so there's like one account that... I got to put this half in. You put that half in?
No, we're just investing stuff together.
Oh.
But is that bad?
So you're investing for your future, but you have separate monies.
Yes.
Wow. What is the normal in your relationship that's kind of unnormal in others?
Say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways. We're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
When we decided to add an interrupting cash cow to the new Country 93.5 roster, there were predictable results. For starters, she's been a bit of a bull in a china shop in the music department.
Oh, you need a wee.
But for all the chaos she's causing, She's winning the hearts of people all over Toronto with her famous moolah. How can you cash in and claim your $500? Well, when you hear her random moo interrupt the music, call 416-872-2935. Faster than you can say, "Hey, who let this cow in here?" Mosey on over to newcountry935.com and we'll give you a daily heads up as to what song she's going to barge into next. The interrupting... Hey, cash cow. New Country 93.5.
Rewarded with the no annual fee PC MasterCard and get up to $750 back in points every year on everything that makes you, you. No limits, just rewards on your terms. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
...of a new air conditioner. So to beat the heat, come home to cool comfort and save up to $1,000 with zero upfront on a new AC.
Call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from Telus for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/totalsecurity to learn more. Conditions apply.
Country's hottest hitmaker. Thank God I'm here. Russell Dickerson. WrestleMania Tour 2025. It's in a beautiful call for California. Saturday, October 4th, Casino Rama Resort. She likes it when Russell Dickerson. Nothing but on sale now at Ticketmaster. Russell Dickerson, Saturday, October 4th, Casino Rama Resort. For details, visit CasinoRama.com.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. Are you planning to vote? Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca to find out where and when to vote. Polls are open for 12 hours. Don't forget to bring accepted ID. If you're not registered to vote, you can register at your assigned polling station.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Took a hard left, but we're alright. Yeah, I sure can try to put love to it, but we built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain. call it dumb luck, but baby, you and I can't even mess it up. And though we both try, no, it don't always go the way we planned it, but the wolves came and went, and we're still standing when the bones are good, the rest don't matter, yeah, the pain.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. I think it's weird if you just rolled in that Sasha and her partner have been together for well over 10 years, mm-hmm. and you still have separate bank accounts.
Maybe I don't trust him with my money.
I clearly.
No, that's not what it is.
Okay. I'm not saying it is.
Maybe he doesn't trust me with his money.
It could be that as well.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe you just you got a system down and it works.
I think that's what it is.
Okay, so weird things couples do that they're perfectly normal to themselves in minutes.
Same old devil down the same old dead end highway. I ain't gonna move in.
want country? You got it. The Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
93.5.
New Country, 93.5. Well, if you just rolled in, we're talking about this woman who went on TikTok saying, hey, couples, do you do weird things that are normal for you but weird for other couples? Like, oh, my husband does 90% of the house cleaning. Or here's another one. You have separate banking accounts.
Which I do with my partner.
You think that's perfectly fine. And I think that's, listen, it's weird, but you guys make it work.
It's how we've been operating for a while.
Yeah. So who pays for what when you go out?
We rotate.
Oh, do you really?
To me, it's just like a symbolic thing, like when you join your accounts. Because for us, like we trade or, you know, if he ends up paying more for something, then I'll send him money. Like, we just make it work.
You send him money?
Yeah. Well, he sends me money, too.
He sends you money?
Yeah.
What?
It all works out.
You guys send each other money all the time?
Yeah, all the time.
Wow.
Even like a little, hey, you look cute today. Here's 10 bucks. No, we don't do that.
That'd be kind of...
That is kind of cute, though, right?
That is kind of cute.
Maybe I'll do that right now. Just send him a little cutesy. Hey, buy yourself something nice, hun.
Yeah, don't spend it all in one place. 10 bucks.
That seems a little condescending, actually.
Yeah, it does a little bit.
He has his own money, and I'm like, here buy yourself something nice.
Yeah, go get some breath mints. What?
Excuse me?
But are you guys send each other money?
Yeah, only when we have to, yeah.
No way. And so have you split up, like, you take care of this bill, I'll take care of that bill?
Yeah, there's some of that. But for instance, like, we just bought a new sofa.
Yeah.
So I bought it because, you know, it's just easier to put it all on one credit card. So Tyler sent me half that money. So stuff like that.
Wow. Wow. Like, this is blowing my mind.
How is that mind-blowing?
I just, wow.
Because, like, it's our couch, yeah, so he should pay for half of it.
No, I get on a purchase like that, but let's, you know. Here, we went out for dinner, and I know it was $110. Oh, here, I'll pay.
Not like that.
I'll pay $65 of that.
Not like that.
No?
Okay. No, that's when we just sort of trade off paying.
Do you mentally keep track of who paid more for the last time you went out?
No.
But you keep mentally tracking of who paid last?
Yes, kind of. All right. Yeah. We do that. Like when we go bowling, we switch on and off. And there's times where I find I'm paying a little too much, so I'll say something.
Sure you will.
You know, stuff like that.
Sure you will. Yeah, I like that.
It works, okay?
Yeah, no, I know it does. It's a fantastic system. Seriously, it is, because you guys are making it work. And that's bottom line. That's what's the most important thing here.
Communication is key, right?
But yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's nothing but communication.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a lot of communicating.
Back and forth.
Holy. Sydney, what about you and your fiance? What do you guys do that are weird that everybody or is normal for you, but we think is weird?
So my fiance and I very rarely go to bed at the same time.
Even on the weekends?
Especially on the weekends.
Oh, wow. Especially? Okay, explain that.
Well, my fiance is a really big gamer, and I like to go to bed at a reasonable time. So I will be in bed and sleeping by 10 o'clock, and he won't join me until like midnight or 1.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got to play with his buddies on the headset.
Well, and, like, all of his friends are across the country in Ontario, and he's got a few in Germany, so it's not often that he gets to play with them. So when he does, I can't really judge too much, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that.
That beer ain't getting any colder. I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama. He didn't buy, I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. 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 Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. It's shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
For all things country. This is New Country 93.5.
Say you were hoping you'd run into me, and for old times you'd like to buy me a beer, but you ain't gonna.
hear from my face. Look in my eyes like nothing's changed but you. Ooh, ain't gonna take me home. You probably had a fight, slammed the door and walked down. She's probably waiting up for you, baby, right now. You can stay here all night like you just might.
New country.
Toronto's new country.
93.5.
Big Easter deals are on at No Frills until April 23rd. This week, get selected varieties of Breyers frozen dessert or Chapman's ice cream for only $2.75. Fill your basket at prices that won't be beat. No Frills. Proudly Canadian. See flyer for details.
Mark's Can't Miss Spring Event is on now. Until April 23rd, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles perfect for spring. Refresh your closet and save on jackets, jeans, hikers, and more. Visit Mark's and Mark's.com.
Hey, Linda, did you see last night's windstorm knocked over the mailbox again?
No, but the gust shattered my front window again.
And took out another tree in the backyard again.
Looks like Mother Nature's redecorating
again.
Severe weather in Ontario is becoming an everyday part of life, and we all pay the price. In fact, last year was one of the worst ever. Canada's insurance industry is working hard to help you adapt, recover, and protect the things we love. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
From the hottest country artists to country's fastest rising stars, it's time to kick up your summer at Canada's largest music and camping festival, Boots and Hearts 2025.
August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek.
We'll have a...
Featuring Sam Hunt, Hardy, Bailey Zimmerman, Daughtry,
and tons more.
Single-day tickets, full weekend passes, and tent and RV camping passes now on sale. Boots and Hearts 2025.
August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek.
For tickets and full lineup, visit bootsandhearts.com.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from TELUS for peace of mind at home and online. Visit TELUS.com/total security to learn more. Conditions apply.
Markham's frontline workers are being pushed too far. Low pay, poor schedules, no fair deal. They plow snow, fix roads, and run key city programs. But Mayor Scarpitti and council still aren't listening. It's time to act. Email Mayor Scarpitti and your councillor. Demand fairness now for the workers who keep our city running. Visit qp905.com/support-markham-workers. These workers show up for us. Now they need us to show up for them. Don't wait. Our city's workers need your voice today. Thank you from QP905.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Active Green Air.
Celebrate spring with great savings on Michelin tires at Active Green and Ross. Get a $70 Michelin prepaid MasterCard when you purchase a set of four Michelin tires between March 24th and May 30th. See store for details. There's no better place to buy your Michelin tires and service your vehicle than the experts at
Active Green and Ross,
a proud Canadian company.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Ooh, hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
When you get into a new RAV4, you might suddenly find yourself camping, even if the closest you've been to nature is your houseplants. Because with all-wheel drive, you can get in and right out of there. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $106 weekly for 36 months at 5.69% with $2,500 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Been so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned, cause it would make this easy if I give myself an inch. Hell, I might take the mile, and she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses, but you caught me in my lowest. The hardest part of getting clean are all the damn apologies. I'd rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. All the damn philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust, but stone and rock don't mix with loving her. Does that make me a quitter? Does that make me
Blake Shelton, and whenever I'm in Canada, the first thing I do is put New Country on my radio.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. Haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. Here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Texas. She's probably in Texas.
It's New Country
93.5. Sasha's info dump.
It is World Book Day today, and if you're just not a bookworm, that's okay. I'll tell you what's keeping us from reading. Not reading as much as we'd like to coming up. Okay, you may start seeing this on your feed. The ice bucket challenge is back.
Okay, yeah, wow.
This time with a mental health mission. So it is great. And before it was for ALS.
Right.
I just feel like I'm seeing it a ton with like younger kids. My niece did the ice bucket challenge the other day. And I think it's because she doesn't remember when we already did this. You know what
of
I mean?
Of course.
And I mean, whatever. I'm not a big fan of the ice bucket challenge.
Right.
To me, why don't you just donate money? Like, why do you have to stand outside and throw cold water?
Cold water,
like,
yeah.
I can't quite get past that. Like, just give money. And yeah, it's all part of that. If you are going to do it, use the hashtag Speak Your Mind Challenge. Mm-hmm. Again, it's raising money for mental health, which is always, always a good thing. But you don't have to put an ice bucket on your head, okay?
No.
So it is World Book Day today. When was the last time you read a book? A full book, front to back in that order.
Oh, boy. It's been a minute. I've probably... about 7 months.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
A third of us haven't read a book in over a year.
Okay.
We get busy. It's understandable. So the top five excuses for not reading as much as we'd like to. I have trouble focusing while reading. Totally get that. I don't have enough time because of my kids. We love to use our kids as an excuse, which I totally understand. I don't have enough time because of work. I prefer other forms of entertainment.
Yeah.
Have you watched TV? It's pretty good.
Moving pictures? Yeah.
It's way easier.
Yeah.
And the number one excuse we use is I don't have enough time because of other life activities.
Well, and I think too, this surge in podcasts, regardless of what it is, and what you like. But one of the most popular podcasts out there are true crimes.
Yes.
And that crime, that mystery kind of component that you would find in a novel is now being replaced by a podcast.
Yeah, you're so right. Because then as you're listening to the podcast, you can still do other things.
Oh, absolutely.
Whereas when you're reading, that's kind of all you're doing.
Yeah.
And I have a friend too that doesn't read very much. And she says it's because she feels guilty. Because again, when you're reading,
that's
all you're able to do.
That's right.
So I definitely, you know, I'm with you, especially since I probably haven't read a book in
Wow. I know, but
probably over 5 years.
Yeah. But again, to your point, there's other things to do now. There's other ways to stimulate your brain as far as escapism.
Yes.
So.
Exactly. So, you know, maybe one day I'll get on the reading train.
Maybe.
We shall see. That's your info dump.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar. Songs and we get going. Brought you on home. Waited on the porch for you. Sat there alone. All throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned. Your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? And there's a will and there's a way. I'm sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye. Just wish I knew what caused it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm on my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in
New Country 93.5.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him. And you'd be walking out of here without. Got a Cabernet with your name on it. A slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish. It's single again.
It's Nate Smith. When I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country.
New Country 93.5. Super happy that you're taking the time to poke into the show. If you've been with us for a while, you know we like to do this, and Carter is a friend of the show. So he says, hey guys, can you help me out with my situation?
He wants to move in with his girlfriend. Great. Of a couple years. She has kids from a previous relationship. Also great. No problem. But it's what she's asking when it comes to, like, this is kind of the tipping point of whether or not they're going to move in together. That's where it's kind of crossing the line for Carter.
Full details coming up.
The sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. You've been better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? And I got friends like that. About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it. But I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright from the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends.
probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? On my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you, and I got friends like that.
Thanks for streaming New Country 93.5.
Hottest country on the go.
Take the country with you.
Whatever platform you choose.
Listen online from anywhere.
We're one vocal command away from giving you today's hottest country.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left